And now we get to go behind the bench with the head coach of the Victoria Royals. It's Dan Price. And let's talk about the game, a 3-2 shootout loss in Kelowna. Game, your club came from behind, a big third period. Your thoughts on how your the battle level of this group to get to their overtime?
That's a great word for it, or a great phrase for it, the battle level. You know, there was the response after that first goal early, that weird one on the first shot that kind of surprised everyone, and then, you know, a great response by the team after that just to stay composed and get back on the attack. And then after they scored on the power play, you know, we responded with some very good scoring chances. Didn't go right away, but the team stuck with it. The players kept playing. They didn't deviate from the system or the game plan or the structure. And eventually that paid off with the tying goal. We had a few chances to win, as did Kelowna, as we know. And, you know, credit to them for getting it done in the shootout. But, you know, we're very happy with the effort. Thought the players played extremely hard. Never happy with a loss, of course, but definitely satisfied with the effort.
What does it tell you when the goaltenders are 1-2 in the Stars?
Yeah, it was that kind of game. It was very fast. It was physical as well. Lots of chances both ways in every situation, special teams, even strength and overtime. And the goalies were game. They were up to the challenge. So that was great to see two very good goalies going head-to-head like that.
And maybe just comment on the line that is bringing a lot of grit to the team. Spencer Gerth, Kate Oliver, and the newcomer, Braden Buziak.
Yeah, great addition with Braden, and those three have found a chemistry right away. And they're not only creating energy and physicality, but they're playing tough minutes against very good players most nights. And, you know, they're creating scoring chances. They're creating power plays for us. They're creating some scoring chances as well. So really happy with that line. And it's really just coming down to their energy and effort. And that's a big factor, I think, in stirring the drink for our team.
Six power play chances. Looked like you had a lot of puck possession, but unable to get one on that. May have added towards a victory for you.
Yeah, for sure. There were a few looks on each power play where I had my hands up a couple times, actually, where I thought we had scored, but it just didn't quite get in. It just stayed out. And I think one thing we can improve, though, a little bit on that is just a little bit more shot volume. You're right. The possession was good. I think we need to create a little bit more chaos around the net, just get some pucks off the goalie and see if we can score that way. But there were some very good chances for both groups, both of our power play groups, on all six power plays.
Your club also neutralized Cole Lynn, who's got one of the hottest hands right now, a guy who's got two hat tricks in the last four games. Where's the credit line?
Team defense. You know, everyone had to play against him at different times, and the Oliver line probably saw him the most. They did a great job against him, but all 6D played against him, all 11 forwards played against him, and so just a good team defensive effort, I think, as far as five players being connected in our zone.
Where does, as 2017 comes to an end, where does that save by Griffinatos with a minute to go rank in your book?
You know what, it's probably one of the best saves I've ever seen at any level, at any time. It was just, he didn't even have a stick, you know, a tremendous example of just focus, and you could see he led with his head and his eyes. He was watching the puck the whole time, came across with his glove. It was desperation, but it was also very precise. And man, I have a tough time thinking there's a better save in recent history.
Moving forward into Kamloops against the Blazers, a team that, they're going to be trying to reverse their trend, trying to get back in the win column, but a gritty team as well. What can we expect?
Very much of that, a lot of grit. You know, watching the game the other night when Kelowna was in Kamloops, it was that kind of game. It was very physical. Kamloops hit everything in sight, and they played with a lot of energy and physicality. And so, you know, we pride ourselves on being fast and physical as well. So that's two teams with similar styles going at it. I think that should be a great game.
Dan, Happy New Year. All the best in 2018. Good luck in Kamloops.
Thank you very much. Happy New Year to you as well.